The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right, folks, here's the deal. I did not technically record an episode for Just Another Fanboy for today. I kind of let the, we had this 3-day weekend and it kind of threw my schedule off. And the thought, the remembrance, the memory of having to record an episode for today just kind of fell out of my head. So I didn't record one. Luckily, I had recorded an episode for my other podcast, which is called My Other Podcast. It's a show you can only get if you have joined my Patreon, which you probably should do. It's only $1 a month. You get a lot of awesome stuff with it. But this is an episode I have yet to release over there. I was kind of saving it in the bank just in case I needed it. And turns out I needed it today for y'all. So I'm going to play that for you now. And hopefully, it's going to be an episode that can stay up forever and ever because it does involve copyrighted music. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. I'll put it out there and we'll just cross our fingers. All right, let's do it. You know what I would like to do today? I would like to talk about the Aquabats. More specifically, I think it would be kind of fun to count down my top 10 favorite songs from season 1 of the Aquabat Super Show. So let's do just that. Welcome to another episode of My Other Podcast. I'm your host. My name is Steven. Welcome. Wow. What happened to my voice? Welcome to the show where I come to you with the super stuff of the funny things and the hip happening disco stylings of... I lost it. I lost it. It's gone. So this is going to be pretty simple, folks. This is just a top 10 list of my favorite songs from season 1 of the Aquabat Super Show. And I'm singling out season 1 in particular because they have actually put out a soundtrack album featuring 26 songs from season 1 that were used in season 1. There were actually other songs of theirs that were played kind of in the background at times, but these are specifically my top 10 favorite songs from that album of 26. I was going to do the top five, but as I was trying to narrow down my top five, I ended up with like 4 to 5 honorable mentions. And I thought, I don't want to do that. If somebody gives me a top five or a top 10 list, and then they add like 5 honorable mentions to it, it's like, just add it to your list and make it a top 10 or a top 15 or a top 20 or whatever. So that's what I'm doing. But first, let me just, if you're not aware, let me give you a little inside information on what the Aquabat Super Show was. This was created by, the band. The Aquabats have been a band since the 90s. They're from California. They have kind of a gimmick where they're superheroes, basically. They all dress in these same outfits. The Aquabats are a group of superhero
rock musicians, and they travel the country. Their gimmick is that they fight evil, basically. And then for years, they tried to get a show made based on this gimmick of theirs, and they finally got it done. I think it was on the Hub Network, which is no longer around, which is why they're no longer making episodes. But they are kind of making episodes. You can find all of season one, all of season two. You can find all of their episodes on YouTube, on their YouTube channel. I'll put that link in the show notes. And then maybe I'll even put my top 10 song list together as a Spotify playlist. Put that in the show notes as well. I don't know, but let me just give you a little information about the show. So what it says on Wikipedia is that this is a show that is chronicled in both live action and animation. The Aquabats Super Show is centered around the adventures of the Aquabats, a group of superhero rock musicians who travel the countryside on a self-appointed mission to fight evil and destroy boredom, protecting the world from the villains and creatures who threaten to destroy it while aiming to become a famous rock and roll band in their own right. And the song I used for the theme song of this episode is, of course, the theme song to the Aquabat Super Show. That's the theme song that they played throughout season one. By season two, they shortened it, you know, so they could add more action to the episode. But the Aquabats consist of the MC Bat Commander, or he's played by Christian Jacobs. He's the singer. He has no superpowers. He's the swaggering group leader, is what they say. There's the bassist Crash McLarson, played by Chad Larson, who can grow up to 100 feet in size, but only when he's feeling emotional. That's the only time he can't just do it on command. He has to feel angry typically or sad, and he grows up to 100 feet in size. We got our drummer, Ricky Fitness, played by Richard Falamir. He has the power of super speed. He is also very clean. He eats right and he stays clean. He's a germaphobe. We have guitarist Eagle Bones Falconhawk, played by Ian Fowles. He doesn't have any superpowers, but he has a electric guitar that shoots a laser out of the head of the guitar. And then rounding out the cast, we have Jimmy the Robot. He's the keyboardist / saxophone player. He's played by James R. Briggs Jr. And he is what it says he is. He's a robot. He's an android, and he can shoot lasers out of his fingers. Now, despite, as the description continues, despite their superhuman strengths and abilities, the Aquabats are quite bumbling, disorganized, and sometimes cowardly when faced with danger. This has, in fact, led them to be labeled the world's most inept superheroes. The band lives and travels by way of their battle tram, which is a modified classic GMC motorhome, which, despite its small exterior, has an implausibly massive interior, kind of like the TARDIS. It's bigger on the inside, and it contains, among other things, a science lab, a command center, and a living room. And not mentioned in this Wikipedia article are the sleeping quarters as well. There's also I don't know if it's considered part of the living room, but there's like a social area, and they've had parties in there and junk like that. It also has autopilot, which, if I remember correctly, are just two robot hands that come out of the dashboard and hold onto the steering wheel. It's a very fun show. It is made for kids, but adults can enjoy it as well. So that's the Super Show. Let's just get to our top 10 list. Our first one, number 10, is called The Good Life. This song comes from episode number 4, which is entitled Laundry Day and aired on March 24th, 2012. And Wikipedia describes it thusly. Following a messy encounter with a gang of muck monsters at the city dump, the Aquabats head to their local laundromat to get their outfits cleaned. Unbeknownst to the band, the laundromat has been commandeered by the evil Dr. Eva Mudlark, a disgruntled scientist who creates monsters out of dirt and garbage, who seeks revenge against the Aquabats for killing her muck beasts. So in this episode, they go to the laundromat, they've destroyed the muck monsters, their uniforms are now grubby and stinky and dirty, and they go to this laundromat to have them cleaned. Dr. Eva Mudlark has kidnapped the proprietor of this laundromat, Trusty Dusty, and has basically explained to them that Trusty Dusty is retired, he sold the place to her, She's now in charge. They're not sure if they want to, you know, start up a new business relationship with somebody, but she entices them by giving them a coupon to the local donut shop next door and by giving them luxurious robes that they can wear while their uniforms are being cleaned. And they love the idea of wearing the robes and they love the idea of eating donuts while wearing the robes, except for Ricky Fitness. He's, you know, he's a fitness guy. He doesn't eat any of the donuts, but they head over to the local donut shop with their coupon, which is actually, it's, we find out that she runs the donut shop as well. And the coupon is basically you get 100, basically, okay, I'm saying this wrong. If you buy 100 donuts at regular price, you get an additional 100 donuts at regular price. And they don't blink. They think this is a wonderful deal. They buy 200 donuts and they are living the good life, as the song says. And this song plays as they're eating their donuts. Here you go.
Give me more, give me more, give me just a little more.
Think we need a little more, think we need a little more.
Let's take a chance and do just what we wanna.
Think we need a little more, think we need a little more.
Give me more, give me more, give me just a little more.
We've had a hard day, I think we've earned a good time.
Good times, good times, good times. Whoa!
Grab a fist full of donuts, come on guys, let's go nuts.
I think we're really
in our designer robes, pass me a jelly roll.
Oh boy.
So yeah, they end up eating way too many donuts and they find it hard in the end to battle the massive lint monster that she creates to take them down. This is, of course, keep in mind that if you're watching the episodes, you're not going to hear the entire song. In many cases, you're going to hear barely a quarter of the song. I think you got about half of this song in this episode. That whole intro, the whole a cappella intro is not in the episode at all. But this is a fun little song. I quite enjoy it. I actually, this is like many of these songs that are on my list. It didn't really hit me in the episode, but listening to the full song, hearing the full version is what actually made me like this song and want to have it added to my list. All right. Number 9 is called Doing Science. This is from episode 11, Night of the Cactus, from May 6th of 2012. When a strange meteorite crashes in the desert, the Aquabats arrive at the scene, hoping to sell it for some quick cash, only to find it possesses dangerous, otherworldly powers. With the MC Bat Commander horribly mutated from its effects, the band must find a way to not only restore their leader to his former self, but also rescue a nearby woman from the clutches of a crazy cactus monster brought to life by the meteorite's same powers. This is, of course, a description of the episode from Wikipedia. This is the song that they sing in the battle tram when they're trying to figure out what they need to do to cure the Bat Commander, because he picks up the meteorite and this goo splashes out onto his arm and his arm gets all muscular and deformed and tentacle-like. And it ends up with kind of a mind of its own. And they're also trying to figure out how to stop the cactus monster. And, well, Jimmy the Robot mentions that really the only thing that they can do is to do science.
Doing science.
Doing science.
Doing science.
Making things and breaking things.
Doing science.
Doing science.
Doing science.
Making things and breaking things down.
Chemicals inside the
science. Doing science. Doing science. Making data, breaking things down.
Aquabats, let's go!
Commander, the Aquabats have a moral obligation to help people in need.
Even clown bags.
Okay, fine.
Everyone, please listen. There's only one way we're gonna defeat that creature out there. By doing science.
Science is a systematic enterprise that organizes knowledge right before your eyes. You can test the explanations and predictions about the universe, the inner space, and substance without. Science also refers to the type of knowledge that can be rationally explained.
So this is another one of those songs that I actually, when we first watched this episode, I watched all these episodes with my daughters. When we first watched this episode and that song came on, I remember my youngest, Palin, she really dug the song. She thought it was really cool and she liked the idea of doing science. And I just thought it was kind of eh, because they barely play much of this song in the episode. But when I got the soundtrack and I listened to the song, there's that break there near the end, where MC Bat Commander then explains what science is. And for some reason, just that one part won me over, and the song is now one of my, well, it's my ninth favorite song on the album. For number eight, we're going to bring it down just a little bit. This song's called Burger Rain. It's from episode one called Man Ant from March 3rd of 2012. While investigating a series of bizarre attacks on fast food restaurants, Crash is captured by the maniacal Man Ant, a half-man, half-ant creature who plans to siphon Crash's growth power to create an army of giant ants to take over the world. Meanwhile, skipping lunch as they attempt to find Crash, the Aquabats try not to let their hunger stand in the way of stopping Man-Ant's scheme. So this song comes near the end. After they defeat Man-Ant, Crash, who is now 100 feet tall, he punches the side of a giant 100-foot-tall anthill. There has been this little backstory, that little hints throughout the episode that burger joints had been robbed and whatnot. And so when he cracks open this anthill, it's full of cheeseburgers and hamburgers. And he just reaches in at 100 feet tall and takes them by the handful and drops them atop the rest of the team, who are all very hungry because they've skipped lunch. There's a lot. Food tends to be a big motivation for the Aquabats in a lot of these episodes. But as the burgers fall down atop them, they sing the song Burger Rain.
You chest some buns and patties, but love you so much. You know it's been a long time since I had you in my gut.
Oh,
so much. So come quench my desire. You're my juicy burger lunch. Don't need no chicken tacos. Don't need no Cap'n Crunch. I should probably eat a salad, but I need you in my gut.
This is a great song, and it's actually a very funny moment in the episode because they're all dancing slowly and eating these hamburgers, and they have ketchup bottles and mustard bottles, and they're squirting ketchup and mustard all over the place, and these hamburgers are just falling down upon them in a burger rain. It's very much like a romance song, but they're having a romance with hamburgers. All right. Song number 7 is called Beat Fishin', and I don't know if this is an official Aquabat song. I don't know who all is performing on this song, but you'll hear it. This comes from episode 5 called Lady Fingers, which aired on March 31st, 2012. During a leisurely night drive, the Aquabats save a group of partying beachgoers from a gang of laser-blasting mummies, making a hasty retreat in their battle tram. With the mummies in hot pursuit on motorcycles, the band continues the party on board, where Ricky falls smitten with a fellow party guest, unaware that she's actually a three-headed siren in disguise, bent on destroying everyone in sight. This song comes in the middle of the episode as everybody is partying on the battle tram, and MC Bat Commander is playing the DJ.
Don't worry, everyone. Instead of tripping, let's go beat fishing.
Oh, yeah!
Beat fishing. I hate that record. I'm out of here.
Yeah. I'll beat fishing and I'll keep it real. I'll beat fishing and I'll keep it real. I'll beat fishing and I'll keep it real. I'll beat fishing and I'll keep it real.
You just tune in to BEAT. All beat fishing all the time. This is DJ Charm coming at you with the hits. We only have one sound on the station, and it's beat fishing.
Yo, baby girl, let me talk to you. Let me take you on a boat, not a canoe. Because I just got paid from my job today. I wanna take you beat fishing, girl. What do you say?
Pass me some bait, I can get
this is kind of an odd song. It's played off as if it's a very popular song in their world. And it's one of those that it just the line, I'm beat fishing and I'm keeping it real, and how they're not fishing for fish. They're fishing for beats. And it's just one of those songs that I could listen to over and over. It's very redundant. It's very repetitive, but it's also very fun. And, yeah, sometimes I just like to say that to people. I'm beat fishing and I'm keeping it real. Not sure what that means. Song number 6 is called We Got This. This is from episode number 8 entitled UberCon. This was released on April 21st, 2012. During a rousing game of golf, the Aquabats accidentally cross paths with the UberCon, a malevolent blue leprechaun who places a curse upon the band members. To avoid being cursed forever, the Aquabats are given 3 challenges to complete: squaring off against killer trees, a grass monster, 2 mean old ladies, and an army of hyperactive gophers. So they're given these 3 challenges, right? They have to go tie a ribbon to the top of a tree, and the tree ends up being alive and tries to beat them up. I don't remember what the second challenge was, but the 3rd challenge was to get him a cherry soda. And this is all started by Crash. Crash is the one that ends up angering the UberCon and causing the UberCon to place this curse upon the Aquabats. And the rest of the team don't really trust him to get the job done. So when the 3rd challenge is to get a cherry soda, they figure Crash can do that. That's what he'll do. 2 of us will go tie the ribbon to the tree. 2 of us will go do the other challenge. And then Crash can just go to the soda machine and get a cherry soda. And as they head out to complete their tasks, we get the song, We Got This.
Golf is not exercise. Yes, but it is the most classy way to avoid responsibility.
Hear, hear.
So yeah, that's another one of these songs that if you have not seen the episode and you just heard this song, you might be like, this is a nice song. It's upbeat. It's kind of fun. But what's the deal with the cherry soda? Why do they keep saying cherry soda, cherry soda, cherry soda? And that's because that's what Crash is saying as he's running through the golf course toward the soda machine. That's his one thing. The one thing he has to do is get a cherry soda. All right. Song number 5 is called Feel My Steel. This is from episode 10, The Floating Eye of Death. It was released on May 19th of 2012, and the description is as follows. Exhausted after playing a rock concert, the Aquabats pull into an isolated truck stop to catch some sleep. The peace and quiet is short-lived, however, when the mythical Floating Eye of Death invades their rest area, transforming its inhabitants into mindless zombie drones. Holding up in the convenience store, the Aquabats must find a way to defeat the floating menace before they too start falling victim to its soul-stealing powers. So yeah, at one point, Crash goes into the truck stop. He notices that they're selling something, and he asks the question.
Whoa! You guys have trucker caps?
Oh, this one's great. It says, "Feel my steel," with a picture of a tiny truck.
Feel my steel.
Keep it real.
Up all night.
Wicked tight.
So this is another one that in the episode, I really didn't care for it that much. I mean, it was amusing, but all you get from this song is the episode is just that chorus at the beginning. It's just the girl who works at the truck stop, Crash McLarson, and then Eagle Bones Falcon Hawk. And they're just doing the whole feel my steel, keeping it real. You know, that thing. They just do that like three or four times. They're dancing around the truck stop inside, trying on these different trucker cats and throwing poses and stuff like that. And it's kind of funny because, of course, the floating eye of death is outside. They have gone into the truck stop. If I remember the episode correctly, they had gone into the truck stop to hide from the floating eye of death. They'd gone in for protection. And then while they're in there, they get distracted by these trucker hats. So I didn't really care for the song too much. It wasn't up there for me, but again, once getting the album and listening to the full song with the whole rap in it, you know, it's a much better song. And, you know, I don't know how they could have included the whole thing in there based on the purpose of the song in the episode, but I really enjoy it. That's why it's number five. Let's go to number four. This is called Showtime. It's from episode number 13, which is also called Showtime, and it aired on June 16th, 2012. This is the last episode of the season. Episode 13, the final episode of the season. Down on their luck and out of money, the Aquabats try to find an opportunity to reestablish their superhero status in order to help sell their surplus of merchandise. When an impending alien invasion mastermind by the diabolical Space Monster M defeats the city's other, far more competent superhero teams, it's up to the Aquabats alone to summon their collective strengths and stop him before he destroys the planet. This episode guest stars Weird Al Yankovic as a character by the name of Super Magic Power Man and Stephanie Allen as Lanolin Lady. These are the two big superheroes. They're kind of like Superman and Supergirl. And the Aquabats show up to battle Space Monster M, who is this giant alien, like with a big white head on almost like a Robotech robot body. There are a couple of other lame superheroes there as well, but I don't remember Space Monster M killing the other superheroes. I remember he killed Super Magic Power Man and Lanolin Lady, and maybe the other ones ran away in fear, leaving the Aquabats to take down this guy themselves. But as they're trying to, again, I'm trying to remember the episode, as they're trying to think of ways to reestablish their superhero status, they get word of this alien invasion, and that's when they leap into action.
Commander, where are you going?
It's showtime, Eagle Bones! Yeah!
Our time has finally come. This is a big break. We will overcome. We will overtake. Don't try to stop us now. We've waited way too long. It's finally showtime. Let's get it. Space, we're only some survive. We knew this was the case, and though it seems insane, it's time to sing along. We are gonna fight. Let's get it.
Based on the song and my faulty memory, this very well could have happened after Super Magic Power Man was killed and Lanolin Lady along with him. That might have been when they're like, it's showtime, it's time for us to step up. All right, number three is a song called Don't Stop. These last three songs, I really had a hard time ranking them because I love them all so much. Don't Stop comes in episode one, Man Ant, which I've already described, and it comes at the very beginning of the show. So each one of these episodes starts out with a previously on the Aquabat Super Show, even episode one, and they play actual segments from the previous episode, but they also add in stuff that never happened. And because this was episode number one, they had actually shot a pilot, which never aired, and they put in scenes from that pilot along with other stuff. But following that, we get the theme song, and then they go, and then there's this narrator that basically says, somewhere, and then there's always somewhere that wherever the Aquabats are. In this case, it was a child's birthday party, I think. Somewhere at a child's birthday party. And The Aquabats are there. They're playing this birthday party, and this is the song that they play.
We've come to your party. We play nonstop. We play our loud music until your ears pop. We've come to your party to deliver your rock. We'll keep on playing even if you say stop. We don't stop. Don't stop. We never end. We don't stop. Don't stop. We just begin. We don't stop. Don't stop. We never end. We don't stop. Don't stop. We just begin. Don't stop. Yeah. Don't stop. Oh. Don't stop. Yeah. Don't stop. We start in California. We've made a lot of stops. But even in a hurry, we start and stop a lot.
Never end. Don't stop. We just begin. Don't stop. Never end. Never end. On the weaponized guitar, Eagle Balls Falcon Hawk. Yeah. On the saxophone, Jimmy the Robot.
The fun thing, of course, about this song is the ending where you don't get it as much in the song, but you totally get it in the episode where it's all about, we don't stop, we never end. And then during the episode, there's a time shift to, like, it goes from daytime to nighttime. And everybody at the party they're there. They're still at the party. They're sitting in chairs or benches or whatnot, but they're all asleep. And the Aquabats are still playing that song. And of course, they're all, we don't stop. We never end. You know, they're tired. And it was a very funny visual. I don't know how well it works if you just hear the song without seeing the episode. I think it still kind of works, but not as well as if you hear if you're watching the episode. It's much funnier in the episode. Number two is a song called Cobra Man Theme. This is from episode 12, Cobra Man, which aired on June 2nd, 2012. In the midst of traveling on a world tour, the Aquabats are lured into a shady roadside sideshow advertising a real-life Cobra Man, only to end up having the battle tram stolen by a wrestling, mask-wearing carnival barker named Carl. Facing certain unemployment without transportation, the band must challenge Carl to an all-or-nothing duel with his Cobra Man monster to reclaim their vehicle, or else they'll have to return to their day jobs. So this song actually doesn't appear anywhere in the episode. It's played during the end credits. And again, kind of like Beat Fishing, I don't know if these are actual members of the Aquabats doing any of the rapping and whatnot in this song. I know there's I don't know. I don't know anything really about this song ultimately as far as who recorded it, how it was recorded, who's performing on it, but it is considered an Aquabats song. And I think it's quite the fat beat. This song, I really enjoy it. So, yeah, let's just play it.
And now, watch this, the Aquabats! Technology!
Gold coins and platinum schemes. I'm thinking up a master plan to take out your whole team. I'm coming at you with some lotions and creams. I'm gonna catch ya. A long sword to dragon force. I'm putting Christmas lights on the battle horse. I'll put your hamsters on crutches with my abdominal crunches. Marshmallow pizza. Nice to meet ya. I'm coming back to get ya.
Come on. mind.
Yeah, love this song. There's a reason why it's number two. This is one that if you don't know the show, you might still kind of get into this song. You may not have to have the context of the show to get the song, but the Cobra Man, I believe, is a character that used to show up. They would have bad guys that would come out on stage with them during their live shows that they would do battle with before the show became a thing, before the television show became a thing. And I think Cobra Man was one of them. But yeah, I just really enjoy this song. I think it bumps. I think it's a fat, fat, stanky beat. And I really enjoy it. I mean, why else would it be number two? Which leaves us with only one song left. Song number one. It's called Winging It. It's from episode 7 called Cowboy Android, which aired on April 14th, 2012. After the battle tram runs out of gas in the middle of the desert, the Aquabats stumble across a peculiar Old West-styled town hidden in the hills. Soon discovering the town is actually a realistic theme park whose visitors have been held captive by a malfunctioning robot gunslinger, which is an homage to the 1973 movie Westworld, the band tries to devise a plan to save everyone from his clutches, enlisting the help of a flying naked mole rat monster along the way. This is I think the reason I like this song so much is because this song basically defines who the MC Bat Commander is. The whole, if any of these episodes have any kind of moral, the moral of this story is that you can't just jump in with both feet. Sometimes you do have to make plans. And this is what happens when you do either or.
What are you suggesting, robot?
Just that you may want to plan before you make decisions.
Planning takes time that men of action don't have. Being quick on your feet and making split-second decisions. That's what makes a true leader.
How does the mighty eagle soar? Up in the clouds he's winging it. And if you're attacked by a wild boar, do you make a plan? No, you're winging it. There are thinkers and doers, and doers just do it. They're not looking for answers by having a meeting, cause I'm taking action and I'm taking the wheel. Steering the ship right into the storm, just winging it. Collecting facts while I'm out there in the action, just winging it.
Jimmy, why have we stopped?
Because we're out of gas, Commander.
See, Jimmy, planning can't solve all our problems.
Yeah, great song. It's just a fun song. It's upbeat. It's funny. Just that attitude of you're making a plan while I'm being a man, just winging it. That going through life, just winging it is what men of action. That's what they do. And to think about stuff and to think it out and make a plan is for losers, basically. That's kind of how he thought there for a bit during that episode. And it got him into a pretty pickle. But that's it. Those are my top 10 songs. I hope you enjoyed them. Like I said, if you haven't watched the show, I really encourage you to watch it. I'll put the link to the YouTube channel down in the show notes. I'll put the link to the YouTube channel, and I'll put the link right to the playlist for all their season one episodes. And you can just jump right in right from the beginning. And like I said, they are a lot of fun. They're still making episodes. They're smaller episodes, and they don't come out very often. They're making them themselves. They had started a Kickstarter a while back, which is how we ended up getting this album, because my daughter, my youngest, Palin, she, as a birthday present a couple years ago, she wanted to donate to this Kickstarter, and this album was one of her rewards. And of course, she let me have a copy as well. But with that money that they raised during the Kickstarter, they put this album together. They put a live album together. They're supposed to be working on another album, and then they are making these micro episodes of the Super Show, which really they're like 5 to 6 minutes long, maybe 10 at the most. And they're kind of fun. But I think season one and possibly even season two, that's just some of their best stuff. And I encourage you to watch it. Until then, folks, I'm done. This is the episode. Talk to you again next week. I'm out. They're not sure if they want to, you know, start up a new business relationship with somebody, but she entices them by giving them a coupon. Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, that was my wife. She just jumped. I just turned my head and she snuck in. She was right next to me and scared the wee-wee out of me. That'll make a good blooper. Now I got to try to remember where I was. Oh, boy.